Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, LKN. I have no idea what I'm doing right now. Absolutely none. Making it happen as we go.
I know, and I'm on the other side of the table. So
you are. Wait, let me pull this. What am I supposed to pull? Oh, this is the one I'm supposed to pull down. Good morning, Mames.
Good morning.
Wow. Oh, wait. Let me show everybody to you. Wait, I think I know how to do this still. Wait.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy kind of day. Yeah, I'm sitting on the other side of the table, so it feels like I'm driving on the wrong side of the road today.
Wait, they can see you now. They can see you now.
They can. Hey, everybody.
Wow, let's make sure an IG light. Wow, that was rough right there. I don't know. Does anyone see Bill the Buffer? Has anyone seen him? I'm pretty sure he landed in... Oh, wait. Say hey, Mames.
Hey.
Oh, there you are. Hey.
I'm here.
There you go. Bill is traveling today. This is one of the travel days. I think he survived 1897 market. I did see he sent a picture.
Did. Yeah, I didn't see any rats there. I think the...
Nobody died from the rat infestation, did they?
I guess not. It was like low... What was the term they used?
Low probability?
No, it was like a slight rodent.
That's right.
Infestation.
It wasn't 100%. It was only slight, mild.
Slight, like the rats just dropped by, grabbed a Coke, and went on their way.
Are we going to be able to handle this for 2 days like this
I'm
sitting outside? WSICnews.com, IG Live, all the social platforms. Mamie is in a glass case of emotion right now, having to deal with me. I'm just going to probably leave it on the camera the whole time.
Okay.
Maybe. I'll do a little
We'll switch.
Yeah, there's gonna be bound to be mess ups. I can't wait till Joe Vagnone on Monday afternoon when he comes in and realizes that I'm running the board for him because it's usually a complete train wreck. Absolute train wreck. I'm gonna do my best for Senator Sawyer today.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do my best for Dr. Eastman today. Monday, it's me and you again. So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. This is just a test show right here.
This
Hopefully
is it.
Nobody's listening.
Maybe it's better without me in there. That's really what we might be working on.
I feel like on this side, I don't know what to do with my hands because I'm not used to sitting over here.
Has that been your tactic to just have your back to Bill so you can just literally just do whatever you want?
I don't know when I'm on camera. Like here, I can see myself too. So that's a weird feeling.
I feel like the buttons are different now too on some of these things that like Bill's been playing with stuff and like I haven't been keeping up with it. So all right, well, we're gonna have a special guest today.
Yeah, we have Lynn Bowser, from Thrive Financial Partners. Great member of the chamber. I've seen her at a lot of chamber events, and she's a financial planner, but she really specializes in financial planning for women, especially like C-suite women who are trying to build their wealth. So really interesting story that she has about how she got involved originally in financial planning too, because that's not really her background. So.
And her office is in Huntersville, I think.
She's in Huntersville,
Because you know, I made like the info on the slot for the stream. So I was like, oh yeah, let me see where she's about.
In Huntersville.
I think she's been on another show too.
She's super active with the
Bill
chamber,
Russell
so
show,
I think she's been on Bill Russell's show. Yeah.
Cool. She seemed nice from what I remember.
She's very nice.
We're gonna find out how nice she is, though.
We both have daughters the same age with the same name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Two Katies.
Two Katies.
You didn't bring yours and she's not bringing hers?
No, she's not bringing hers, no. Mine is sound asleep in the bed. All her classes were canceled for the day, so she is not moving today.
Well, that's not bad. Why were the classes canceled?
I'm not quite sure. Spring break starts Monday. I think everybody's ready.
Already?
Yes, she starts spring break Monday.
Is that college spring break?
College spring break, yeah. All
is
the
it
North
really?
Carolina colleges. Yeah, all like the state schools, because I know UNC Charlotte's. Is next week too, so most of them are out all next week.
I had no idea that it was already that early on that
first
spring
week of,
break
first full week of March. Yeah,
it seems so early.
I know, but she's done May 5th, so it's halfway through the semester.
I always equated it with Easter, you know, like that's where spring break is on the front or the back end of that.
That's for like, you know,
high school.
Yeah, that's local. Usually around Easter is when it
what
is.
What do we call that? Grades? Is that grade school? Can you batch that all together? Anything pre-college?
I guess you just call it, I don't know, not grade school, because I think a grade school is like elementary school. Then you have middle and high school. So anyway, yeah, theirs is.
Grade school is elementary school?
I would think so.
You don't even really get grades until middle school.
Yeah. You don't get grades in elementary school anymore?
We have the EOGs.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have the EOGs anymore?
I think so.
They don't teach cursive anymore.
I'm so far removed. I'm telling you, every email I get about school right now, I just delete.
You don't have to worry about it. Katie's not here next year.
Like, she doesn't even go here.
She doesn't even go to this school anymore.
Like, I don't have to look at it. I'm so far removed. And then she drives herself to school. I don't know who any of her teachers are. I don't know any of the parents at her school other than the ones that she grew up with. So I just feel so removed from all of the school things right now.
Do you feel removed from life right now being in that room?
Yeah. I'm all by myself today. Still fighting this cold too. So it's going to be a great
show.
Maybe
it's better. I mean, inject Lysol into the room. Let's try some experimental.
I'm in quarantine over here by myself.
We're going to have Jeff with iCats calling in soon. We'll see how that goes with the phones because you're not going to answer the phones too.
I know. I guess I just have to talk to nobody.
So if you hear at some point me say, okay, ma'am, see you later, that means the phone is ringing.
I just start monologuing and over here.
What's going to be your go-to, you think,
know.
On your bit?
I don't know. I don't know.
Did I even look? I added some things to our notes. We have some news stories to actually talk about
as
well.
We do, yeah.
There are quite a few things going on in the world. Believe it or not, it's not just centered around right here in this room. We talked a lot about Heinz ketchup yesterday. Did anybody give in your house on Heinz ketchup and going more of Hunt's or off-brand?
We're completely out of ketchup. I realized when I got home, too. We're completely out. I've not been to the store at all this week. I've been doing a lot of going to bed at 8 o'clock. So last night, yesterday, Katie came home from school at like 3:30, 4 o'clock. And I was like, are you hungry? She was like, yeah, kind of. I was like, all right, well, whatever you want to DoorDash, that's what's for supper tonight. So handed her my phone. She started rummaging through. I think we ended up with like Pizza Hut and Chick-fil-A too. I don't know how we ended up with both of them, but that was our dinner last night. And that's when I realized
you said Chick-fil-A and Pizza Hut?
Yeah, we ended up with both.
That's a strong combo right there. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually I try to think of, okay, if I have to go to two spots, because Emmy knows sometimes like I'll pick them up, I'm in an uber lazy mood, right? Mm-hmm. I'll say, okay, let's go Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. We're doing Chick-fil-A for dinner. Yeah, everybody get ready for Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
One of them, yay! The other one, I don't want Chick-fil-A.
Oh, and I'm who doesn't want Chick-fil-A?
Emmy's not really into it as much as Noah is. Even like when we do McDonald's, she's not really into the cheeseburger. She goes for the chicken nuggets, which makes it surprising she's not into Chick-fil-A.
She's not into Chick-fil-A. Yeah, that is a surprise.
She likes the cat nuggets, I guess, more than the actual chicken. It's just easier. Deep fried cat tastes a little bit better.
Yeah.
Depending on if you use hot mustard, it's really good.
She likes more of that processed chicken, not actual chicken.
I was wondering if the world was going to have ended this morning. You know, today's a big day in North Carolina.
Is it betting day?
Sports betting.
Sports betting.
So today's the day you can now legally register on sports websites. And so 7 companies received operator licenses from North Carolina Lottery Commission. FanDuel, BetMGM, DraftKings, Fanatic Sportsbook, Bet365, ESPN Bet, Underdog Sports Wagering. You can start signing up for accounts today, and then betting begins actually on the 11th.
Oh, so you can't.
So you can't actually bet
today?
Now you just have to make your user profile.
You can make your profile. So those
choose your avatar.
Gotcha.
Do your verification, identity verification. You can load up. I think you can deposit funds in.
Okay.
You just can't subsequently disperse said funds.
I've been inundated with DraftKings ads over the last 2 weeks.
Oh, FanDuel's been the one I've seen.
Or is it FanDuel?
Hey, North Carolina!
Who's Kevin Hart? Who is that, DraftKings?
That's DraftKings, yeah.
Everywhere. I mean,
I've seen the Gronk ones a lot.
Nonstop. Oh, maybe I have seen the Gronk ones too. Yeah. This does not change my life in any kind of way. The most I've ever gambled is dollar scratchers.
Yeah, and I lose those, so I don't
I haven't won. So I used to get them. I think I've told you this before. Like, if I'm having a really good day, I'll buy a scratcher because, like, I'm already having a good day.
Hold on. We got to go to break, baby.
Oh, sorry, break.
Sorry.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, OKN. 7:18, maybe? Something
maybe.
Like that in that realm. Really, the thing we need here is to talk to Jeff. Hey, maybe there's a button on there. It says traffic.
Traffic bed?
Yeah, go ahead and hit that. Why not?
Okay.
Well, let's see what happens.
Oh, it did.
It worked. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. Jeff is on the phone with us. Jeff, how are the streets looking this morning?
Good morning. Traffic isn't too bad this morning from Statesville to Charlotte, north and southbound. Things are flowing pretty good. No accidents to report. Probably be a little bit of slowdown later on in the Huntersville area. It seems like it usually is in that area. But secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, haven't heard of any issues this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for the weekend.
Who's not ready for the weekend,
I'm ready for the
Jeff?
Weekend.
Yeah.
I expected to wake up this morning maybe and the world would be over. You know, today's the day you can start registering on these sports betting websites, Jeff.
I don't go there as far as if there was only two people, I'd probably lose. So I just say it's better safe than sorry. So I don't bet. But
no, that's exactly me too, Jeff. I would lose every single time. Even if I was given the actual answer of what it was, like with the future, even if I could look into the future, I'd probably still lose. And that's just the way it goes for me. So, all right, Jeff, we appreciate you. Glad to hear there's no accidents this morning, no major incidents. We'll check in with you at 8:15.
All right, you guys have a great morning.
You too, sir.
Traffic end.
You hit it.
There it is. That's it.
RideICats.com, alternative transportation by Mamie.
No, I'm not driving anybody anywhere. No,
you don't want to drive anybody
No,
around.
I still have to pay my toll bill, so we're not going very fast if you're riding with me.
Do you have one of the little passes? So like
I have the pass, and it has the auto draft, but if you go over the amount that you auto draft, then you have to pay them, and I just haven't paid them that part of it. So
can't you do where it like it refills?
I think you can. It is impossible for me to get somebody on the phone. And I can't remember my password. And if I hit reset password, it sends it to an email that I don't even know where it is anymore. It's just a whole mess. So I'm just going to have to pay the bill. Just move forward.
From what I've heard, you have to, if you want to get something done with it, you have to go to like the, I think it's I-77 Mobility Partners is the name of the entity that manages.
Yeah.
You have to go to their office, like 77, 485. It's actually 45 at Harris.
Yes, I've seen it. Yeah.
You have to go there.
I think that's what I need to do. Go there, get it fixed, figure all this out. Who's got time for that?
I feel like I've missed out on the HOV lane component of 3+. Because that still does apply. If you have 3 in the car, then you can get it for free.
It does apply. Yeah, it is free now. I just don't have two friends that are going with me everywhere I go.
I don't have a little dongle.
Does it count like with your kids in the car?
Yeah, they're people too. Kids are people too.
They count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My blow up doll too.
How does it tell? It can tell.
What about my cat?
The cameras can tell?
That's a fair question. They do have cameras and they can watch things. Now, is there someone like sitting in an office somewhere like, oh, got one? Yeah. I don't know. Or is
probably
it infrared?
Some AI technology.
Gotta love some AI technology. Mm-hmm. My gosh.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I'm trying to think of the last time I drove in the toll lanes. Probably would have been, yesterday. Yeah, yesterday I drove in the toll lane. Because every time I come up to exit 23, it's just backed up.
It is, always. It's always backed up.
Well, doesn't do you come from Charlotte often? I mean,
I've been driving down
now
to Charlotte.
You do.
Yeah, I've been driving down to Charlotte. Every day last week I was driving down to Charlotte and coming back up around 6 o'clock, right in the heart of rush hour. So,
right in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably everybody leaving Macy's. What do you think about
Macy's,
that?
Macy's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see anything about the stores closing?
I did. I said that.
Are you a big Macy's fan?
I'm not. I'm not a department store fan.
Oh, really?
No. I don't. I'm trying to think of like that or Kohl's or Belk. I don't ever shop at those stores. I think it was more of a thing like, it says that they're closing 150 stores over the next 3 years and 50. Oh, wow. 50 by the end of this year.
I didn't understand that math on the post. So it said 150 stores over the next 3 years, and then it says, and then 50 by the end.
So I guess 50 this year, and then the other 100 will happen over the next
few
years. Yeah.
Okay, now, see, I thought it was like 150, and then like another 50. Nope, it's 50. Okay, mm-hmm. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, so the 50 are going to close this year. I can't remember the last time I went into a Macy's. Other than the Thanksgiving Day parade. Hopefully they still have that. I like that. I like that part of it, but I'm not a department store shopper. Now, my mom, my dad, still, Belk is it for them. Like, that's where they get everything.
You think the one in New York will be, like, the last one standing?
Maybe. Just be, like, a historic landmark. Like, what's the big toy store? FAO Schwartz? Remember that one?
Yeah. They still sell the toys at Target now.
Yeah, they sell but the actual store, the big store, closed, and then they reopened it over closer to, like, the touristy part of New York City. But it's just there. I mean, it sells toys, obviously, but it's just there kind of like a historic, used to be big New York thing.
3 years from now, how many big box stores are left? Are we down to Walmart and Target and Lowe's? Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, I think so. Amazon. Everything's just going to be delivered to you the next day.
There's really no reason to go?
Go. No, there's really no reason to go.
Unless you need it quicker than tomorrow, I guess?
I guess, yeah. But even like Amazon, have you noticed sometimes it'll be delivered like 3 a.m?
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
I usually select the whole, like, if you know, you have the multiple options for free when you order now.
Yeah.
And so if I see on there, okay, next day and I can do like 3 to 6 a.m. or 7 to noon or noon to 5, why would I not choose 3 to 6 a.m.?
Right. Well, I just wake up, it's there at my doorstep. Yeah.
I ordered it. That means I'd need it.
It just feels weird for me for a delivery person to be coming to my door at like 2 a.m. You shouldn't be lurking around my house that time
of night.
Is
that even legal?
I don't know. It just feels weird. It feels weird. So I don't select that. I don't select the come in the middle of the night and like Santa Claus and drop it off on my porch.
Do you have the like notes on there for them just to like leave and drop the package and go? Or do they ring the doorbell?
No, don't ring the doorbell.
Oh,
no.
You don't want to ring the doorbell?
No, just like, yeah. I'll come and go plenty of times from my house a day. I'll see it eventually. Somebody will see it. That is there on the doorstep.
Do you have a covered porch? So like if it rains?
Mm-hmm. I have a covered porch. What so really awesome. Gets me is when you order something from Amazon, you're waiting on it, and they put it in the mailbox. I check my mail about once a week. Mm. It's just at the end of the street. It's not like it's super far away. I don't have to go far. I just have to stop and turn around and go to the end of the driveway to pick up the mail.
Oh, you know what's super funny right now?
What's that?
There's a button on there. Will you hit it real quick? It says WOD. Will you hit that one on the
yeah.
little deck?
Oh, well, everybody's heard. Oh, we have one.
We do.
I didn't think we were going to have one today.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day. Yes, there is a word of the day, ma'am.
Oh,
Bill made
one.
And this time, I get to ask you the word of the day.
Oh, goodness.
Here's the real problem, though. I have no sentence. So I'm gonna Google it real quick.
Okay.
But the word is engender. Engender.
Engender.
And I don't know if that's how you pronounce it.
Engender.
Oh, okay.
Spell it for me.
Engender. 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 You can add multiple dialects.
Yeah,
engender. Multiple dialects. It's a verb, so that means it's...
Action word.
It's what you do.
Yeah, you can conjugate it.
You certainly can. Gonna look for a sentence real quick on this one. Let's hope... Okay, here we go. Thank you, Cambridge Dictionary. Her latest book has engendered a lot of controversy.
Caused?
No. You're close.
Created?
Let me use a build term. You're flirting with
flirting
it.
Flirting with it.
You're flirting with it right now. Let me give you another sentence.
Okay,
Let's see how this
it.
Other one does. The vice president's speech did not engender confidence in his judgment.
Create? I don't know.
I like the word you're using, but purely based on the standard of Cambridge Dictionary, you're wrong.
Not there yet.
Would you like me to give it to you?
Yeah, can you give it to me?
Okay. To make people have a particular feeling or make a situation start to exist. So another term that we could say is inception.
Inception.
Okay. Also acceptable today just because it can be.
It can be.
Crusty.
You can make it whatever you want it to be.
We can make that the acceptable term of the day right there.
Okay, so, that's the definition, crusty.
Engender. So thank you, Bill, for putting that word of the day together. I'm going to have to remember to do that action for Monday.
Okay.
Because, again, Bill's not here on Monday. And, you know, part of my responsibility now in this chair is to make sure word of the day gets done.
Did he leave you one for Monday, too?
He'll probably text one now that he's heard that.
Now that he's heard.
If he's heard. I don't know. He's hopping on a plane. So he's traveling to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been to Utah?
I've not been to Utah.
Never been?
No. I would like to go to Salt Lake City.
Is Utah flat?
No.
They got mountains, right?
Yeah. Lots of mountains. Yeah. Big ski place.
Oh, I thought it was flat.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe parts of it are. I don't know. It's a big state. I don't know what the whole state looks like.
Do you think it's more flat or more
mountainous? I'm going to guess more mountainous.
This is where having a topography expert on the show would be.
Or someone
really
who's
good.
Been somewhere other than
Exit 31. We've traveled the distance. I've been to Langtree before.
I've been everywhere.
I've been to the west side
Look,
of the lake.
I went to Troutman once, and that's I needed a passport to get home.
They didn't let you out? Or is that the other place not letting you back in?
They didn't let me back in here.
Oof.
Yeah. They're like, oh, that's a little too far out of your range, Mamie. What are you doing? Where are you going?
It's not as far as what's the farthest you've traveled then? Because I know we joke about you around the lake.
No,
not
I really do. I really do like to travel. I like to go see new places around the world. Okay.
Because you're going Europe.
I'm going to Europe in May. I've been to.
Specifically, is France part of Europe?
Yes. Yes. It's on the continent.
I thought
of
it was his own thing.
No.
Oh, yeah. Europe's a continent.
Yeah.
Who
I've
cares?
Been to. Russia, I think, might be the farthest I've ever been.
You're a Russian? You've been to Russia? You're a plant? I didn't know that. You never told me that you were a Russian plant here.
I think that's the farthest because I don't think that Brazil is farther away than Russia. I think Russia's farther.
Isn't Brazil at the very bottom of South America or not?
Well, it scans the whole side of South America. It goes from the very top to the very, almost to the bottom.
Man, I need to look at a map someday.
Yeah.
I'm pretty far off.
Maybe we should do like... geography of the day instead of word of the day.
Guess that country.
We need some more help with that.
Based on the name, what do you think the national bird is?
And I was 15 when I was in Russia too. So it was a long time ago.
Were you part of the Soviet Union?
No, my dad did trips with the church. And, went to Hungary, Romania, and Russia.
Those are cool places. Are they nice?
Hungary,
I mean, I'm not saying like, look, I'm not getting into the whole like. You know, poly, but from what you remember of it.
No,
you know.
Hungary was beautiful. Beautiful.
Is it forest? Rainforest?
We were in the city. We were in Budapest. Yeah. Budapest. And then Romania, we were in the countryside, like in the Alps mountains.
Oh,
area.
The Alps are nice, right?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Not
very cold.
There.
And then in Russia, we just crossed the border one day just so that we could say we went there. We didn't see very much of it. It was right on the border of. Where we were in Romania, I think, or Hungary. I don't know. I can't remember. It was a long time ago.
You were 13?
I was 15.
What's your oldest memory you've got? Like, do you remember yourself as like a 3-year-old baby?
No, I have a really terrible memory. My sister remembers everything. My youngest sister, Sarah, remembers everything. And I just call her the keeper of the memories.
You've told me that.
Yeah. She gets to remember all the stories from when we were younger.
She chooses what is true and what's not in the timeline.
And she'll tell me something. I was like, I'm sure I was there. I'm sure that happened. I don't remember anything about it. But thank you for telling me that story so it'll spark that.
You gotta have somebody.
Yeah. So she's the keeper of our stories for us.
You know what's pretty cool? I think Bill left.
It's Pikachu!
He left this open for me too?
Thank you, Bill.
So maybe I'm trying to look.
Is that
for
the only one he left open?
No. There's a whole lot of them on here. I just didn't. What's this one do? Oh, that one's pretty good.
I haven't heard that one before. Is that a new one?
I'm just exploring these kind of things. Maybe I'll start touching things and start. You know, we'll just throw in and we'll see how Lynn reacts to this by when she comes in.
Yeah, I think
and,
she's here now.
She's got to wait though, because do you want me to go get the door and you take care of this? I can do that right now if you need me to. That's fine. So, okay. Oh, we're on break. We missed the hard break there. Yeah. All right. Love it. We'll be back.
I'm Dan Schwartzman. Bloomberg Radio.
Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. So Bill's gone. It's just me now because Mamie walked out the door. I think she's done. I think she's pretty much said she's not interested in this anymore. It's gone too far downhill. And so now I'm just literally sitting here with you while I'm at the board. Oh, here she comes. Let's see what happens. Hold on. Mamie's coming in the door. I think she's got Lynn with her. Here we go. Mamie's back. Hey, Mames. Hey, how you doing? Hey, Lynn, how are you?
Good.
Come on in. Have a seat. Mamie will take care of you in there. It's one of those kind of days. So Lynn Bowser is here. She's coming and she's sitting down. Mamie's going to get her all situated. And so I'll just chit-chat with you for a minute while Mamie does her thing with Lynn. And, oh, wait, no, I can go and turn these on.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're on the radio.
Yeah. Welcome. All right, I'm gonna play with this. Hey, Lynn, nice to meet you, by the way.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Yep. Put your headphones on. Thanks for coming in today, Lynn. I'm sorry. We just threw you right on the radio as soon as you got here.
Totally fine. Totally fine.
So we got Lynn Bowser here from Thrive Financial Partners.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today.
And I'm going to adjust the cameras and all this while you guys keep talking. Lynn, how's your morning going so far?
Well, it's great now that I'm here. I'm just here doing the thing.
Welcome. Doing the thing. You've been on, were you on Bill Russell's show? Is that right? Were you on Bill Russell's show previously? I felt like you were.
No.
Oh, you have. Have you ever been on the radio before?
I have not.
You've never been on the radio? This is your first time?
Your first time. Welcome.
Say hey to everybody. You're on the radio right now. So there you go. Tell us about your business, Lynn.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Thrive Financial Partners and what you guys do.
Yeah. So we are actually coming up on our 1 year anniversary of being open and in existence, which is really exciting.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. So we are a financial planning firm here just down the street. In Kenton Circle, and we focus on helping small businesses and clients with financial planning.
Are you guys right next to Brewster's, like that Kenton Circle?
Yeah, we're back there in those three buildings, kind of like the financial hub. There's a lot of us over there.
You guys ever do any like group exercise to go to Brewster's and like get ice cream together or anything like that? Is that like a... Oh, she's got a headphone. Oh, she can't hear me.
You
literally couldn't hear me that whole time?
Yeah.
Wow. You're that was impressive that you were continuing that conversation without having any volume in your headphones whatsoever. Do you guys ever go to Brewster's as like a team and just like eat a bunch of ice cream together?
I did get ice cream sandwiches last summer for us.
Oh, that's nice. That's a Crafty Burger over there too. And what's the new place that's over there that used to be Galileo?
Ed's
Tavern. Yes. That's a good one too.
So I'm like, that can be our spot, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like... go after work and grab a drink.
Lynn, how did you get into the financial game? Like, have you always been a math whiz, or like how has it been for you?
One of the things I love about Lynn is the story of how you became a financial planner. So do you mind just taking us on that journey with you?
Yeah, so I actually was a concert pianist, and so that's what I did. I loved music. In high school, I went half day to college and half day to high school. I was kind of good at that. I call it a stupid human trick because it's not really applicable when you're adulting as much as you'd want it to be. But then I taught piano, stayed home, had my kids, went back to school in my late 20s, and just literally fell into financial planning in some kind of weird, crazy plot twist of meeting with our financial advisor, who I'm from Syracuse, New York. And so we were up there and my husband was like, I'm going to be late. I'm going to meet with our advisor. And I was like, who's our advisor? He's like, you know, Tim. I was like, nah, I don't think I do. Mm-hmm. But I had interviewed and I was getting all these job offers and I was starting to panic about not being around for our kids and 9 to 5. And like, it was really stressful. And so I was like, okay, let's go talk to Tim. I'll see what he thinks I can do. And so by the end of that conversation, Tim was like, you should do what I do. And I was like, oh gosh, no, I am not going to sell life insurance. That's a terrible idea. Like, who would want to do that? And so, but it took me kind of down a rabbit hole of, you know, what does it mean to be a financial advisor? I discovered there is not a lot of women in the field. There weren't any women in the office up in Syracuse. And I was like, well, that seems weird, right? And by 2030, 70% of the world's wealth is going to be like owned by women. Mm-hmm. And at this rate, it's 85% is still going to be managed by men. So it's kind of like this weird, awesome opportunity. And so I ended up going into financial advising with Northwestern Mutual up in Syracuse. And in 2018, I was recruited down here to open an office for that firm. Which we did, and that's up in the lake too. And then last year we just kind of were like, you know, a decade in and, you know, where are we going? What do we want to do? And how do we want to serve our clients? And so we ultimately, myself and some of my team decided to branch off and open Thrive Financial Partners.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Do you guys serve just like local people or do you serve people all over the country? How do you guys like to operate your business?
Yeah. So we actually just, we can serve all over the country. We have clients all over the country. But we are really, really focused at Thrive serving, you know, we would love about 70 to 75% of our clients to be local, here in the Lake area or Charlotte.
What's like a financial product that's got you excited right now? And this is not financial advice, anybody. This is not financial advice. Don't buy it. Or do you buy it? But what's like the hot product right now that you're, because annuities, is that still a thing? Are annuities still a thing out there?
Annuities are still a thing.
Because that's like how all the major lotteries pay out, right? It's like a 30-year annuity, I think, or something like that.
You can choose lump sums. Yeah? I don't know. I've never won the lotto.
You didn't load up your MGM sports bet this morning? Jeez.
Actually, what we are most excited about in our firm is that we do fee for advice. And fee for advice is like just a different way to approach financial planning. And it's a flat fee. So when clients come and work with us, they can choose to work with us on a flat fee that's not tied to assets, that's not tied to product, anything. It's more like consulting, mm-hmm. right? So, and that is one of the main things that we're most excited about that we're offering. That's a little bit unique. Other people do offer it, but it's still predominantly in the world of, you know, assets under management, getting a fee on that, a percentage on that, or through a commission, through a product sale. So we do offer solution-based planning, but our fee for advice is really, really awesome because it doesn't disrupt your world. You don't have to replace relationships. We can look over your whole financial plan and just give you that consultative advice.
Are you a series, I'm making this up, right? Like, because I have a friend who like has a series 7. Is that a thing? Or like, what series are you, Lynn?
I'm a lot of series.
Is that the right way to even ask that question?
I don't even know what that means. What does that
mean? It's like a license, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So myself and our firm, we're all series 7, 66, 65. Like we have all of the different fiduciary series that you get through FINRA that you can just... It's basically gives you permission to sell different things. The Series 7, 66, or 65 is that fiduciary responsibility, which you want to make sure if you're working with an advisor, they're a fiduciary, which means they have to act in your best interest.
See, maybe that means that Lynn, like, she's got to have a license to sell. Like, she's actually trained. When I take, you know, when you and I go out and I just start gunslinging everything out there, you know, it's a little different in her world, I would imagine.
I got it now. One of the things that I love about you, and I think when we first met, we had this conversation where you were talking about, like, most of the wealth is going to be held by women, but it's managed by men. And one of the things I feel like is one of your missions is just to educate women in the financial space. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that is a huge, like, I want people to come to the table, right? And I think the reason people don't come to the table, especially women, is because they have this fear, this shame, this, like, self-doubt, these stories that they tell themselves. And, you know, I will say, like, you guys said, oh, you're a math wizard. No, like, financial planning is, like, there's software that does the mathing for us, right? And the projections and all of that stuff. When you're looking at finance, it's really about just understanding where you're going and what your options are and educating. And so we actually have a consulting arm called L&P Consulting, and we are doing those educational things. Like, we're doing a free boot camp for people on budgeting. Mm-hmm. We are going to do a series of those types of things to get people to come to the table just to be educated and empowered so that they know what their options are. And when they go speak to a professional, they know some of the terms and the phrases and the things, so they don't feel like they're getting sold or taken advantage of or stupid or silly. And I do want to say, like, a lot of times when I've had these conversations with women in boardrooms and they're like, you know, running these huge companies, and I'm like, do you have a financial advisor? And they're like, no. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why? It's that shame. Like, they're like, well, I work really hard and I don't want someone to tell me I can't buy those shoes or I can't go on vacation. Like, I don't want to feel like I can't enjoy my money. Mm-hmm. And that's never the point or purpose of financial planning. So it really is to help you spend your money in the ways that you want to.
All right, Lynn Bowser of Thrive Financial Partners hanging out with us in the studio. Lynn, can you hang out for another segment? Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're going to take a break. I'm actually going to... We're
going
to do it right this time. Bill's... It's normally not this disheveled, Lynn, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, well, it is, but it's not. It at least has a bow on it most of the time with Bill on this side. But Bill, our producer, is traveling to Utah today. You ever been to Utah?
No, I've never been to Utah. It looks pretty, though.
Yeah.
Is it flat or is it mountainous?
Both.
Good answer.
Stay where you are.
There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 7:48 on this Friday, and an exciting one. We've got Lynn Bowser of Thrive Financial hanging out kind of with me, not really with me, with Mamie inside of the studio. I am in Bill's seat. Bill is in Utah. Lynn, Mamie, and myself have never been to Utah. Wait, have you been to Utah, Mames?
No, I've never been to Utah.
You've never been to Utah. Okay, yeah. So we've never been to Utah. Bill's the first of the bunch to go. Don't know what that has to do with your financial portfolio and wealth management, but it certainly seems relevant to me right now. And so just grateful for you to be here, Lynn. And Mamie, have fun.
Okay, thanks. So you were talking earlier about the boot camp that you guys are going to do. I know you guys do a lot of events. Do you have any coming up?
Yeah, so actually next Friday is one of my favorite days of the year. It's International Women's Day. And so we love to celebrate the women in our world, in everyone's world. And so we're actually just having a complimentary happy hour with, that's all it is, it's food and drink, and it's over at our office. And I can give you the information if anyone wants to.
Yeah, can they find it on your socials?
Yep.
On your
I've posted it on my LinkedIn. I don't think it's on our website, but we have it up on the LinkedIn, and we can share
and
it.
And your LinkedIn is Thrive Financial Partners?
Nope, it's Lynn Bowser.
Oh, Lynn Bowser. Yep. All right. So find her on LinkedIn, Lynn Bowser.
Yeah.
excuse me. So if you're going in with a client for the very first time, what's it look like for somebody whenever you first meet them?
Yeah. So we really just want to have a complimentary conversation and get to know that person because, you know, not only it's kind of like a mutual interview, right? When you are talking to a financial advisor, you want to make sure they're going to be someone that you really want to kind of spill your guts to, right? Like we have to get down into the good stuff and all of we call it the vision to thrive, mm-hmm. right? So we're really talking to clients in that first meeting about what's important to them. It's not as important to know all the numbers and the facts in that meeting. It really is, where are you currently? Where do you want to go? Where's the gap? And how can we come in and partner with you to really educate, support, and like encourage you to get where you need to go? So that first conversation should be really low pressure, mm-hmm. right, for everyone. It's just a conversation. After that, with us, you come back and we will send you some homework and look at some of the numbers and the math behind things. And we'll get to come back and kind of give you an analysis of where you are currently and where we think you could go mm-hmm. if we were to partner together. And it's at that point that we really have that conversation about what does it look like to work together. Are we a good fit for you? Are you a good fit for us? Mm-hmm. I always say, you know, we're not going to be for everyone. We're very, very personable. I love having relationships with my clients. You know, we're social media. We follow you. We're going to send you puppy boxes and graduation gifts for your kids and celebrate with you along the way. So we're not like dudes in suits.
Yeah, it's going to be a very personal relationship, right? You're not just going to be a number and just get an email every once in a while. You really want to get to know. So it's more of a boutique kind of experience for the people that you guys partner with.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
I had a question. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm out here. I apologize. I'm out here messing things up. My name's not Lynn Bowser, by the way, but that's okay. Lynn, when is like a good time for someone to like really start considering investing like anything at all? Because even for, let's say, like in-town workers here who literally work part-time and hourly or whatever, like at what point is it a good time to say, hey, I'm going to start investing now?
So in the investment space, the sooner the better, right? Like if you are 16, go to your bank and, you know, and save some money, right? Like the sooner you can save, the better it's going to be because of compound interest. It's just going to be your best friend. So if you can set it and forget it, you know, in your 20s, you can save, not an exact number, but somewhere around $300 a month and you will have good money by the time you're 65. By the time you get to your 50s, it's thousands and thousands of dollars a month to have that same impact as a couple $100 will have in your 20s. So really, time is your best friend in all things saving.
So how do you connect with, is it Gen Zers? Like Katie, Katie's a Gen Zer?
Like your kids, yeah.
Yeah, how do you connect with them about like the importance of investing? Like what's the conversation like in your house?
So for us, we just, you know, from the get-go, we have an app and the kids kind of get their money through that, and we make sure that they are saving 20%. So, you know, that's generally the rule of thumb is that 20%, if we can save that always, then you can spend the other part of your money. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's just every dollar they bring in, or even if it's birthdays or whatever, we are setting aside 20% for the future, and then we set 10% aside for, you know, charity.
That sounds good. That's a good principle.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And I think what people don't always understand is you don't need to have thousands and thousands of dollars to get started, right? You said just $300 a month. For me, and this was before I met you, but when I was first single, right, I was a stay-at-home mom, and then I'm working a job and single, and I have no retirement because it was tied up with my ex's retirement. And so I went and found a financial advisor first thing, and I was like, I don't have any money. You know, I don't have anything for retirement. I don't have anything for college. So they were able to set me up with a plan. So I didn't need all of this money to get started. And I think that's might be a misconception too.
It's a huge misconception. I think that's the biggest thing. People are like, oh, I don't have a wealth, right? Mm-hmm. Like I don't need a wealth manager. I don't need a, and it really like everyone could stand to have a conversation with someone. And I found in our profession, people are great. Like advisors are great. They want to help you. They want to partner with you. There are certainly some advisors who have minimums and, you know, all of that stuff, but everyone will have a conversation, and having that conversation, you'll be better because you'll learn something, right? Mm-hmm. Even if it's just like, hey, this person told me how I should be saving, and then I'm going to come back and work with them in a year, you know, so.
Any other misconceptions that you find, especially with women that you work with?
I think that's probably the biggest one is that, you know, I don't have enough money to work with an advisor. I think on the flip side, people always assume all of their friends and all of their family are all set. Mm-hmm. Like, so we as a society assume that everyone else is working with an advisor, and like only 30% of people have ever really sat down and actually had a conversation with a financial advisor, like a personal financial advisor, which is crazy.
Yeah.
So, everyone else isn't better at this than you. Like if I had to say like to people, and it's a very much just, it can be fun. Like I always say, you know, we are going to make your financial planning process simple, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to like, all of my clients, fingers crossed, if you ask them what they're doing and why they're doing it, they're going to be able to tell you, right? And so it's not going to be these high level, crazy financial words and, you know, fancy things. Like I draw pictures in color.
Oh, that's super helpful.
And, you know, and we're going to laugh. We're going to have a good conversation, and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's great. So let's talk about retirement planning, because I think that's a big one that is scary for some people, especially in your like 20s, 30s, is something that you're not thinking about way far out. So what kind of advice do you have for people thinking about, like when they're not even thinking about retirement, right? So you're just living life, having a good time, you're not thinking about it. So what kind of advice or how would you even get started if you're not doing anything?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's kind of that pie in the sky, like, oh my gosh, it's so far away, but it sneaks up on people, right? So I'm in my early 40s, and, you know, I think right now people around my age are like, oh crap, like, but also on the flip side, we still have more working years ahead of us than behind us, which let that sink in for a second. That I was like, wait, what? But when you're thinking about retirement, again, compound interest is your best friend. So like if you're at work, you know, and they match your retirement contribution, make sure you're at least getting that match inside your 401k. And let that do some hard work for you. You're not going to know what retirement's going to look like, but you do know that you're going to need money when you get there. Mm-hmm. So start saving as soon as you possibly can.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. What other services do you guys offer? And is it just you that's working there, or do you have other financial planners working with you?
Yeah, so we have a team. There are on my team, I have Paige and Max, who are part of, like, my wealth management practice, and Emily Barnwell. And then we also have Adrian and Drew Webster, who are advisors that kind of run their own under the Thrive umbrella. Mm-hmm. So we're still small, but there are a few of us, and we have different areas of expertise. So,
sorry. You're fine. You answered it.
I said, what other kind of services do you guys offer? Yeah.
I was like, wait.
So for like a micro and macro perspective, Lynn, I'm always curious because like I don't day trade. I don't do any of that because I would break the whole thing, right? Like I'm not that guy. But from your perspective, are you finding more clients these days because of maybe like the, whether it's, you know, falsely created or just the way the cycle of a market works, of the panic, if you would? Or do you find more people are reaching out to you wanting to like, we need to make adjustments to everything right now because everything's falling apart? Like, where do you see that at, like, in comparing the micro and macro of the financial cycle?
Yeah, so we are not, like, we're not day traders either, right? So we're more comprehensive. So we're looking at people's portfolios, as how are we getting to retirement? How are we getting our kids to college? How's our 401k and our outside investments all correlating together, right? Like we can, you know, buy a stock or a bond, and we do inside some portfolios, but that's not really the focus of what we do. We're not sitting there like watching the markets all day.
So you're more of a holistic, like if someone had, let's say, real estate in their portfolio and they were getting some retirement from that, or they have some stocks that pay out dividends, you're looking at the whole picture of the person rather than an individual approach.
Yep, absolutely. So, and we can do just, you know, we call them simple solutions. Like if someone wants like a portfolio managed or, you know, needs something like that, we can do it. But we really, how we work best with clients is that holistic approach.
Were you part of the whole GameStop thing where the GameStop stock that took over? Did you start that, Lynn? Did you really start that? You can tell the truth here. You can tell the truth.
Nope.
Oh. Do you have a favorite stock? Not financial advice?
Mm-hmm. No, actually. So I am very much like, well, I can't actually say anything like that.
There we go. Okay.
There you go. She's a real pro.
I like
that.
She put the guard up. Put the guard up. There you go. Lynn Bowser, Thrive Financial Partners, located in Huntersville. Lynn, thank you so much for coming. Thanks for putting up with this. This was you're gonna love when you go watch the playback as far as all this. Coming back, Good Morning Fam.
Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and I'm looking for stuff over here. My gosh, there it is. There's Mamie. Hey, Mames, how you doing? Oh, wait, you're not
even on.
There we go.
Hello. All right.
Welcome back.
Hello. We were just sitting here chatting.
Good. I literally just sat in the chair like as if I was going to sit there like and just talk to you
we're
for the next.
Just hanging out today.
Show's over. Nobody's... Time for meetings. That's it.
Nobody's listening.
8:06. That's what time it is right now. And did we talk about food yet this morning?
I don't even think we've.
How is that possible?
We're all just all mixed up this morning.
All right. So we have an event we're going to together tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
And I need to change. Lynn's no longer here too. Thanks to Lynn Bowser for coming too. By the way, Thrive Financial Partners. So it was a great conversation about just making smart choices, right? Isn't that really what it's about, is just making smart choices?
Yeah.
Smart choices for tomorrow night. I don't know. We have an event we're going to together. It is a plated dinner gala for a nonprofit. It's for the Hope House, Women and Children Transitional Homeless Shelter. I invited you. I forced you to come.
Thank you.
I said, you have to. You got to bring Rob.
Yes, he's coming.
Demi will be there as well. We'll have a whole table. We'll have a whole table of people. I need some help, I think, on the etiquette.
Okay.
Because it feels like I'm not, it's not like me, but like it's a WSIC table. And okay. So like the WSIC is hosting. Am I allowed to finish first, like on the food, like in my plate, like, or do I need to wait for others before?
Now, are you saying, do you need to wait for others until they all get their food at the table before you start eating? Or do you just need to eat slower?
I'd go, both of those questions actually become relevant now.
I would
mind.
Say wait till everybody has their food to start eating. Don't worry about eating too
Don't
fast.
Worry about pace.
No.
Okay. Do you think, and I'm asked this because I kind of would eat, like, I don't know why I have like this weird, I like Indian food and I like Ethiopian food. I don't know why, call me weird. But they eat with their hands. At what point is it going to be okay to eat with our hands in society?
We need to go to the Dixie Stampede. Is that still a thing? Have you ever been to that?
I've heard of it. I don't know if I've ever
hands.
Been. At the Dixie Stampede?
I don't know if it's still called the Dixie
Chicken
Stampede.
Tenders?
It's, it's chicken, potatoes, corn on the cob, cornbread. And they don't give you any silverware. You just eat the whole meal with your hands. Took my nephew.
At Dixie Stampede?
Uh-huh.
That seems more, I don't know, rainforest-ish or something like that.
I don't know. It's just like, it's supposed to be like country, you know, country living. You don't need no silverware. Just eat with your hands.
I've been to like, isn't like the medieval dinner things, like where they do the, isn't that the that's the spinoff of Dixie Stampede? Because Dixie Stampede was the original, right?
I'm not sure what the original was, but yeah, that's that same kind of concept. I think she has a pirate show now at Myrtle Beach instead of Dixie Stampede. It's the pirate show.
Mm. I've been to one in Atlanta in a mall. There's one in Atlanta, and it's like it's kind of like Concord Mill size. You know what I mean? Like it's I'm serious. I'm pretty sure when we went, it was in a mall, and like you don't see anything on the outside. But you walk, it's like this arena, and I'm like, oh my gosh, look, there's horses, there's giant turkey legs to eat. What are we doing here? And like you have to schedule a time. It's a whole thing, but it's at a mall.
But anyway, that's eating with your hands. So at the Peninsula Club, don't eat with your hands.
Or
do?
Do I eat with my
hands? Every time I go to the, because that's where they have rotary. Every time I go, you know that scene from Dumb and Dumber where Harry and Marv are like in their
suits,
their tuxedos. And they're like, be cool, man, be cool.
I'm familiar.
That's how I feel every time I go in there. I'm like, be cool. I'm sure I'm not.
Do you go for the wear bright colors that stand out, or do you prefer the subtle behind the scenes at events?
I'll probably be more subtle behind. I will not be wearing an orange tuxedo. That's
or light
sure.
blue. Or Rob's not going to rock either one of those. Would Rob rock either of those?
No, I don't think so. Rob's very confident, but he doesn't want to stand out in front of.
He doesn't need to.
He doesn't need to either.
Because people are going to be asking where he is anyway.
I cannot go anywhere without him, without people asking where he is. Where's Rob? How is he? Tell him I said, hey. That's just usually how it goes. So it's fine.
On these type of days, is Katie see you guys out? Because you have an older one. I've got a 5-year-old and a 3. You've got an older child. Yeah. So does it change where she sees y'all out the door? Okay, make sure you're home by 10. Mm-hmm. We'll see you later.
I told her. I was like, so I'm going out Saturday night because she and I are going out tomorrow night to go see Be More Chill at the Kane Center.
Oh.
We're going to go do that tomorrow night.
Well, tomorrow night, Saturday.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight. What day is it? I don't know.
You got tonight. Things to do tonight.
Tonight we're going. And so, so she and I have a date tonight, and then Rob and I have a date tomorrow night.
And you've been to Kane Center a few times?
Yes.
You like the events there?
I do.
I love the theater there.
I do, too. Yeah, and I've not seen a Broadway-style show there, so that'll be fun to do, too.
And who is it that's playing tonight?
It's Be More Chill. It's the Davidson Community School.
Community School of Davidson.
Community School of Davidson.
I always mix those up,
CSD,
too.
Community School of Davidson is doing their spring show there. And our neighbor is in it, so.
Oh, so you're going to know people.
Yeah, yeah.
Katie's going to know people.
Katie knows a lot of people in it, so it'll be a good time.
Are there her age people that she's done theater with that are performing? That's what this is.
Because CSD lets homeschool kids also perform, and she's considered homeschool because she does the early college.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to homeschoolers.
Yeah, so she gets to participate in their shows, too. So she's done a couple of the shows with Community School of Davidson.
She's taking an interesting track with this whole, like, she's pretty much, like, college ready at this point.
She is. Yeah, she is college ready, yeah.
Was that presented to you guys, like, from a school, or did you guys just seek that out?
She sought this program out. She applied for it. I was kind of against it because I didn't want her to miss out on, like, traditional high school experiences.
Sure. a lot of good ones there.
I mean, you know, well, I was thinking, like, prom and grad, you know, I wanted it to feel like, I don't know, I really enjoyed, especially my junior and senior year, so I didn't want her to miss out on that. I think it's called middle college program, they've done a really, really good job of creating those traditional high school experiences too. So they have a prom. They do lots of events and they have clubs and things like that. So they've done a really good job of it. So she's really enjoyed it. She likes that everybody's there because they want to be, not because they have to be. So they're really focused on learning and not so much being knuckleheads.
We're just at that point where Noah goes to kindergarten in August, and like you got to start thinking about, you know, like what are you gonna do? And I don't want to jump ahead like 5 years to like middle school. Like that's different, you know. Like what's going on in middle school today? They're probably not even gonna be doing the same thing in middle school in 5 years. Now, what is that scene gonna look like? I'm worried about, again, my kids just need to understand this is a rule that I'm trying to implement as best I can. No, you cannot leave the house without clothes on. You cannot do that.
That's a good step one.
Just trying to. Sorry, I just switched the camera too, by the way. Okay. WSICnews.com, all the social platforms. Now you can see me, but now we're going to go back to Mamie. So.
and it's a different angle. Like, I keep seeing myself.
Just all over the place
I just
today.
I just feel out of my element today.
Do you find too on like, because we're going to need to debrief on the day like today, right?
Right.
And so in life, I find myself more when I go like to the store. So I go, when we go like grocery shopping, for example. Let me cut it to me here for a second because I'm in storytelling mode here. Oh, wait. No. Let me do a Bill move. Hold on. I'm going to do a Bill thing. Hold on. Let me find my mouse cursor. Hold on. It's somewhere. And then there's a button I'm supposed to push.
Man, this is going real well.
Yeah, this is great. What are we doing?
Well, I was going to try to play. Oh, here it is.
Oh, there
see,
you
Bill
go.
See, Bill knows. Bill's- see, I'm usually for just a little box
man,
over there.
I miss
but there
Bill.
It is. I know. Oh, thanks. So when I'm at the grocery and you know, you're going up and down the aisles, first off, don't ever go to the grocery hungry, right? Like, I think, I hope 100%. We all know that's one of the rules. But I got to tell you, I find myself, by the time we're leaving, doing this reoccurring thing in my mind. And you know, I'm going to need more time to tell you about it. So I don't want to get into it right now because what's inevitably going to happen is I'm going to get cut off by the heartbreak and we don't want that. We're going to have Jeff with iCats, right? iCats.com. He's going to be calling in very shortly. Give us an update on the streets, see how those are looking. And, then we're gonna have Joe Berg at 8:30. Got to get our sports. Maybe NASCAR 202. Is that today?
Yeah, let's do it.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning, LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:18 on this. I had to do like the cockeyed head turn there. 8:18 this morning. Good morning to you. Happy Friday. We want to get a look at the streets because undoubtedly there is going to be something going on out there potentially. Mamie, there's a button there. There it is. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. You can do it in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff with iCats is on the phone, RideiCats.com. Jeff, good morning. How are the streets looking, sir?
Good morning, Justin. In Charlotte, on the Brookshire Freeway, headed west to get out to the 77 North. There's a three-car accident. There's a fire truck that's blocking the right-hand lane. So be careful if you're on the Brookshire Freeway trying to get onto 77 North. On 77 North, between mile marker 12 and 13, there's an accident involving a truck with a trailer and a boat and another car. It's on the left-hand lane, be careful if you're going 77 North through there. As far as 77 North going to Statesville, there's a little heavier traffic in the Huntersville area, but traffic is flowing. 77 South, things are looking pretty good. Might have a little bit of slowdown in the Huntersville area, but not too bad. The secondary roads in Statesville-Bowlesville haven't heard of any issues. So hope everybody has a great weekend.
It sounds like it's a lot happening down there towards Charlotte and the normal congestion up here, Jeff. We appreciate you. Mamie says, and I'm not saying it's true or not because I haven't confirmed, spring breaks next week for the local schools. Is that right?
I do know for Boersville High, one of our passengers is taking his family on spring break next week. So I know, I don't know what schools are or what districts, but there is some spring break for some of them.
Okay, so Mamie didn't completely lie to me.
I didn't lie.
No, I didn't say you did. I just needed an independent source. Okay. I'm sorry about that. Jeff, we appreciate you, sir. Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for all you do. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. Take care, Jeff.
All right, Danny and Justin, y'all have a great weekend.
You too. Enjoy the time with your fam.
Thanks.
Bye, Jeff. See ya.
I thought I pushed the button. Did I push it too soon?
Well, when you push it and then, wait, hold on. Let's do that one again. Hold on. Wait, let me. All right, now push it.
Now push it and it'll work. There we go.
RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. And you cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff and the team. And also being Friday, they're going to Hickory today. So if you need a trip to Hickory, only $1 each way to pick you up at your front door. That's a pretty good deal right there.
That's a great deal.
So I was talking about the grocery store, right? Because I get into this mindset now when I go. We do more of the, more often than not, because of the kids, because of the weekend, all the way that stuff works, we do the order online, but go pick up.
Yes. That's the way to do it.
If you have the membership, right, or whatever, Instacart, there's no fee for them shopping for you. Like, your membership fee covers that. And my big thing is getting the same price as if I was in the store. There is some fine print on that I don't like.
There is. There are also some deals you can get through Instacart that you can't get in the store, though. But they're not as good.
Through Instacart you get deals?
Yeah, but they're not as good. It's usually like you have to buy like 5 packs of bologna to save $5 or something like that. It's always, you have to buy a whole lot of something.
Shout out to bologna. When's the last time you had some bologna?
Oh, Rob loves the bologna.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had bologna in a minute.
Yeah. We always have 2 packs at our house.
Stocked. Yeah. Okay, but that's a good point. So things of being stocked. And that's where I feel like I have to do this almost song and dance now. With myself, because Demi's got a list. She knows what the kids like to eat, and I do to an extent, but I go into dad mode, right? This is not dad mode on food, and maybe I'm the only dad out here like this, but it's not the most nutritionist of options. Yeah.
You're not the only one.
So, but when we're loading up the cart now, I just have this thing in my head, like, do we need any more pantry items? Because I know deep down in my soul that if I could be standing in front of my pantry in that moment, I could reach my hand back, and that same dish that expired 3 years ago, that same box of crackers, sat in that pantry for a long time. And I'm trying not to do more pantry stuff. Do you guys do a lot of pantry things or more fridge? I guess the things that expire, is that the better way to look at it? Because fridge things expire. Are there things in the fridge that don't expire?
Things in the fridge that don't expire? I don't know. Butter? Does butter expire?
That's a good question.
Probably does. you should probably
look at your butter when you get home if that's
I don't know. I would say about half and half. It just depends on what kind of shop. You know, you have those shopping trips that are for like stocking up on things.
Costco.
Yeah. And then you have the ones that are, you know, just getting some food so we can eat this week and not DoorDash every night.
I have to deep dive into the vault that is my memory to try to remember if I have the pantry item.
Well, that's why you have to look before you go.
I know, you're supposed to make a list, but like if you put on the list chips, it's like, well, I got chips, but I don't have like, I don't have this chip.
Okay, so this is the difference between men and, or maybe just between me and you. I was gonna say men and women, might just be
We can identify as that. You can represent women, I'll represent men. I'm okay with that.
I've got a mental list of what kind we eat, how much there is. Yeah, I just keep that in my brain. I know what kind of chips we have in the house at this moment.
Right now?
Yeah.
What kind of chips you have?
We have tortilla chips.
Okay.
And then we have the box that has, you know, the little individual bags. We have a box of those, and there's...
Oh, like the party packs.
Yeah. There's cheese puffs, Fritos,
that's a Cheetos. Good, this is a strong variety of chips.
We get the cheese pack. It's like all cheese and Doritos. That's what we have at our house right now. We also have some Wheat Thins, and that's it. That's all we have because we finished off the Cheez-Its last night. So, yeah, I just keep a mental list in my brain of what we have in our pantry at all times.
I'm pretty much going to say you win right now because the fact that you were able to name off that many bags of chips.
Yeah.
Chips are great. Kind of throw the little, I like the little individual packs. One, just so I don't eat a whole bag
of
Cheetos.
That's why I buy them because, yes, they will eat the whole bag in one sitting.
Second thing, great memories because as a kid, you go to summer camp and boom, you open the lunchbox. What'd mom pack for you?
Yeah.
A little bag of travel chips.
Yeah, that's winning.
Your favorite flavors. Yes. There's some summer camps coming up. There's some things going on.
There are.
There's plenty of that. I can't believe it's March 1st today, but happy March.
Happy March.
You know, how was your leap day, by the way? Did you do anything special for it?
Yeah, no.
Should ask you this at 7:06, but I didn't.
I didn't do anything special for leap day.
You didn't celebrate?
No, I don't think I did.
One random factor, then I'll let you get to the camps, but Empire State Building, you know they have a Twitter?
I did not know they had a Twitter.
They did a post yesterday. I think it was like Happy Leap Day, and there were some questionable things about it. Like, wait a second, probably not the messaging
probably
you want to have from Empire State
about,
Building.
Yeah. No leaping from the Empire State Building.
No, don't
do
it.
Got some negative reactions to I guess. Yikes.
Yeah.
So summer camps. So
rather than jumping off buildings.
Yeah, don't do that. Let's talk about summer camps. So it's like time. It's time now to register for summer camps. And Lake Norman Littles account on Instagram. I don't know if you've ever seen theirs. It's a great resource for parents is LKN_little.
Is that a group for just moms?
I mean, it could be for anybody who has kids. It's just okay. It's LKN Littles. It's a great resource for moms, though. I follow it just because they always have like the newest parks and playgrounds to open. Not that I'm going to playgrounds, but like it's just nice to see what's new in the park area, playgrounds area, new things that are for kids. They're a great supporter of like the theater programs that are around here too. So I like following to see what's going on in town. But she did a list yesterday on her Instagram of like a compulsive list of all of the summer camps that are happening, registration dates. Like it's great to go to see the whole list, check out LKN_littles on Instagram. But some of the ones that she noted was the Exceptional Children's Camp at Rescue Ranch. She said there's not a lot of camps for kids with special. So this is one for kids with special needs. There's awesome. Some in Met County, but there aren't that many that are up here in the Lake Norman area. And they keep the price super low for the camp because it's for exceptional kids.
Do they get to ride horses and stuff like that there? Yeah. How fun is that?
Yeah. And it just sounds like that's what any kid would want to do for the summer. Just go ride horses all summer. That sounds great. Another one she pointed out was Davidson College Day Camp at the lake. So you get to spend the summer on the lake learning to ski or
Lake Davidson.
Yeah, Lake Davidson.
Or Lake Cornelius.
Uh-huh. Actually,
is it Lake Cornelius where
the Davidson College is on Lake Norman. There can't like do you know Davidson College has their own section of Lake Norman, like a little beach area with a marina. And so that's what, and it's on Lake Norman.
And because I think it's on Lake Norman because they can go under the bridge on that egg. Is that right or no?
I'm not sure if you can go under the bridge there, but they have their own like lake campus for Davidson.
Wow.
So you can go out there and you can really enjoy those kind of like summer lake activities.
Totally.
Like riding a horse and learning how to water ski in the summer would be like, I always tried to sign Katie up for those wakeboard camps. She never wanted to do it. I was like, that would be my dream summer. Yeah. She wasn't into it.
Mm.
And then she said another one that she's personally had a great experience with is the Town of Davidson camps. She said a lot of them take place at the AR workshop. Do you know what that is?
Like AR-15?
It's like a craft place. You can go and sign up to do crafts. And she said the crafts that her kids brought home were like really good ones, not just like colored papers that you put on the fridge for a week.
Oh, I thought they were building rifles or something like
that. No, not like that.
Oh.
No, it's like actual crafts. She said the ones that the kids did were really, really good. The deadline for a lot of those, or a lot of them have a discount, so like $25 off, 50% off, that ends today.
Oh,
yeah, so
gotta
get on it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, and so LKN Little's Instagram, is that the best place for you to go?
Yeah, LKN_little. She has them all listed out, the dates, the registration, the if there's a discount and when it ends, and the discount code. Like, it's a full list, so she's a great resource for parents, especially with camp coming up right now. Have you decided what your kids are going to do this summer?
No, haven't decided yet. Mm-hmm. We're in that, because again, it's that in between, right? Where Noah is going to be in kindergarten and in August. And so we're at the debate like, okay, do we do the full-time daycare still this summer for them as kind of like their last? Because he's got friends there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He enjoys. I get yelled at. Demi does not believe me. Like, we have this internal battle of, I'm okay with them being there. She's like, well, they've been there all day. And I'm like, I get yelled at if I pick him up before he's allowed to do this afternoon activity that he loves doing every day. And I don't feel like getting yelled at. And he's happy. I'm happy. Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's the debate.
Why you want to make him unhappy?
That's what I'm saying. But it is about that time to start figuring out camps and all that. And we just hadn't been there yet. And I don't know. I don't know if I could ever drop him off somewhere and not and leave or anything like that. I'm not there yet. So.
Oh, no, you're not there yet? For them just
no,
to go camp on their own?
I'm a hover parent, Mames.
Oh.
Got Joe Berg next.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, OKN. It's sometime, 8:33 this morning. That's what time it is. We've got Joe Berg, who is going to pop in here. Hold on. Whoa, Joe. Don't get ahead of yourself. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Joe. See, I'm not completely useless. I know how to run a little bit of the board.
We're all great.
Oh,
that
is so great. Joe Berg joining us right now inside of you're in Studio A right now. How's it looking, Joe?
It's looking beautiful.
How's that new window? So we are upgrading Studio A. We're renovating Studio A. We cut a window to more of like a producer's booth kind of vibe like this.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, how's it looking in general? How are you feeling about that? Because you're going to be the one stuck in that little glass room for the shows up there. How do you feel about that?
It looks nice back there. I'm going to be glad to be separated from society. I heard you're putting a lock on the outside of the door so I can't get out.
That's right. That's exactly right. Like I'm debating to do with my children right now. But
you know, I'm surprised I get a room. One day I come here and my fob doesn't work. The other day I come in here and somebody's doing the sports updates for me. It's been a weird time.
I don't know anything about that, Joe. We did a NASCAR 101
last week,
and in preparation for Gracie Trotter that we had on Monday. Are we ready for NASCAR 202, or do we need to still let 101 settle in?
I don't know
in?
If I've passed the exam yet.
Well, did you watch the race at Atlanta last week?
Maybe not. No, I didn't.
No. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Sorry. I need these assignments handed out to me ahead of time so I know which races to watch.
Well, look, they go to Las Vegas this weekend.
Okay.
So they're on West Coast time. So we're going to be a little bit earlier in the day for starting. We're starting at 3:30 instead of, I believe, the race on Sunday started at 4:30. So it's a little earlier. Pennzoil 400 from Las Vegas. Defending winner at that track is Kyle Larson. I expect him to be up front. Now, what do you want to ask me that you still have a question about or
I
still
do
confused
know,
about?
Gracie said that Kyle Larson is one of her favorites. Is that right or not?
That, yes. I
think
I
she did
say that.
That. Yeah, so there you go. I know who that is now.
That's not really a question, though. That's
but I guess, should I pick one racer?
Is she right? Is she
no,
right, Joe?
I just remembered that. So I'm just giving myself points for remembering something about NASCAR. should I pick a team or should I pick a driver to follow?
So when I first started watching that, I could tell you how I got into it, and that might help you choose. When I first started watching NASCAR, I was about 8 years old, maybe, and I saw a car on fire on the TV. So I made my dad put that back on,
watched it
for a few more minutes, and I saw a car that looked beautiful, and that was how I chose my favorite driver. Now, as you get more into it, you become a fan of that driver. Maybe you also become a fan of the team that they're on. I feel like most people have double fandom in NASCAR. They will pick a driver, but they'll also have a team that they root for.
Okay.
Or even a manufacturer. Some people root for the Chevrolets to beat the Fords and Toyotas.
Can I go team and an anti-driver on a team?
Absolutely.
You know, so if I say, yeah, Joe Gibbs, boo Denny Hamlin.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no problem with that. You can like the other three Gibbs drivers. That's why there's a team.
I like that. It's fairness.
Okay.
All right, Joe.
I mean, do you like every single Panthers player?
Oh,
heck yeah.
I don't know.
They got you two wins.
Hey, it's early, Joe. Speaking of the NFL combines going on, give us the lowdown on the combine. What are you seeing? What are you like? Did I see that an NC State player had the fastest 40 yesterday? Did I see that right?
I'm not sure if it was it might have been the fastest of the day.
That's what I meant yesterday. I think he ran like a 4.4440. Something like that. Is that how you say that? 4.44?
Did you also see that Tom Brady ran a faster 40-yard dash than he did in his combine at the age he is now?
No, most of my timeline related to Tom Brady was related to Gazelle and this jiu-jitsu instructor. That's mostly what I saw.
Yeah, well, that's been going on for years, apparently.
Allegedly. So for the combine, does the combine even matter for the Panthers in the upcoming season with the draft?
It does. It does, because even though we don't have a draft pick on day one, you have draft picks throughout the rest of the draft. Now, they're not going to be top players that you're getting, but you can find those gems. You know, Isaiah Pacheco, the running back from the Chiefs, he was picked in the 7th round. Brock Purdy, we all know his story. He was the last pick of the draft, Mr. Irrelevant. So there is value to be found in the draft. This is the most important time for that because you want it. The Panthers should not be looking at anybody that's going to be drafted in the first round. Unless it's late first round and they're thinking they might fall, they shouldn't be looking at it because it's a waste of time. Right now, they should be looking at those players who are not going to be up high in the draft and try to find good value. If you draft somebody in the fifth round and they're not a superstar, but they start for you for a couple of years, that's good value right there. So that's what the Panthers need to focus on.
Such, sounds like such wise words. Me, I'm going to say, go win. That's what I'm going to say to the team. Why are we winning?
Just win some games.
That seems the easier approach. They're trying. No, they are trying. Right? Charlotte FC, first game, second match. Are we undefeated? Can we say that for Charlotte FC?
You absolutely can. They're undefeated.
I like that.
They won game number one at home right here in Charlotte, 1-0 against NYCFC. Tomorrow, 7:30, they head out to Vancouver to face them.
North of the border, eh?
North of the border on the other side of the world, or I guess United States, I should say.
Different hemisphere or quadrant. Anyway. All right, Charlotte FC, what's the outlook for the rest of the season? Do you think that we get to the playoffs this year?
I do. I like the team this year. I'm curious about what's going to happen in about 3 months from now. Karol Swiderski, who was one of the better players from last year, is out on loan. He's playing in Italy right now. His loan period ends in June. So I'm curious to see if he's going to get bought out at that point or if he will come back to Charlotte.
It's got to be rough to get bought out, right? No? Maybe?
I mean, you're playing in Italy.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
You been to Italy?
I have not.
Mames, you been to Italy?
No. Okay. Never been there.
So maybe it is bad. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I hadn't been
there. I've heard it's
nice. Whoa. Don't badmouth Italy.
Oh, okay. Well, you hadn't been there. I mean, you're Italian. I'm not bad-mouthing Italy. I'm just saying, Italy, walking the streets of Italy right now, I don't know what that would be like, okay? Don't do that to me, Joe. What else is going on? Basketball? Anything going on with basketball? I saw the Hornets, LaMelo. He's out, I think, with an ankle injury. Is that what I just saw again?
Yeah, we're not really concerned right now with professional basketball. The Hornets have been bad, and they're going to stay bad for quite some time. Right now, what we're looking at is high school basketball because we are in the middle of playoffs in high school basketball. And unfortunately, on Tuesday, Statesville High School, after the great run that they had, they were eliminated by Crest High School. But there's still multiple teams in the area that are playing. Lake Norman was the 2 seed. They are playing East Forsyth. That game is tonight. And Mooresville High School, they didn't get a good drawing for their bracket. They're the 20 seed. So they have to play number 4, Mount Tabor. But Mooresville is a better team than what I think they're being ranked as here because at the end of the year, they were actually able to beat Lake Norman. So it's going to be interesting to see if either of them can move on. And also in the women's bracket, even though North Iredell didn't have a good year on the men's side, their women's team has moved on, or they lost in round number 1 in the playoffs, and Lake Norman's women's basketball team also drew the 2 seed, and they're moving on as well.
High school basketball, I remember the days of the hot gymnasium, waiting for the team and getting rowdy. Who do you think is the most rowdy high school in the local area?
I mean, I can't disrespect Pine Lake, my alma mater.
You're just choosing sides today, Joe. We were biased today.
We were rowdy back then.
Do you find when you see the high school, and because you've been, you know, you even went to, you did your broadcast from one of the high school football games this past season.
That was an experience and a half right there.
Is the atmosphere still the same today as it once was in high school athletics?
I think so. It was a lot of fun to be there.
You had a great time from what I saw.
I did. I had a lot of fun. You know, it was weird when the game started and I was still mid-show. I was like, how do I not talk about what's going on right in front of me? it was a lot of fun. Threw out some t-shirts, gave away some merch. It was a fun time.
What got you interested this weekend in the sports world?
This weekend, well, it's hard to pick, but motorsports is where it's going to be at this weekend. Formula One. They start their campaign on Saturday at 10 a.m. in Bahrain. This one is on the other side of the world. And then on Sunday, like I said, race number 3 from Las Vegas. We finally don't have a drafting track like Daytona and Atlanta. We can finally race. So I'm going to be looking at that as well.
the Formula One is Hamilton. You think he's prone to be the guy this year because of just running off the high of moving to Ferrari next season or what?
You know, I think he's going to have a really good year. It was unexpected, but the Mercedes were the fastest cars out there in practice yesterday. So, you know, that wasn't what we expected to happen, but it is what happened. They were actually 1-2 with Lewis first and George Russell second.
Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director, host of The Scoreboard with Joe Berg, airs Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Joe, what you got on tap? Is it all motorsports today on the show?
We're going to do big motorsports day, but no, it's not all going to be motorsports. We got to make sure everybody's updated on high school basketball playoffs, college basketball, which is going on and still big, and MLB spring training, as well as NBA and NHL as we're getting close to the playoffs.
All right, Joe Berg talking about minor league baseball today on The Scoreboard with Joe Berg. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 848 on this. Man, and I keep forgetting to switch the lower thirds, too. 848 on this.
The way your arms are crossed right now.
Look, I'm working right now, Mams. I'm working right now. Thanks to Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director, host of The Scoreboard with Joe Berg, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. There was a comment on IG Live here from Andrew P. King 22. Major League Rugby kicks off this weekend, Charlotte inaugural season. And I fired back with, rugby is a real sport, especially comparing it to baseball. And I stand by that fact.
All right. That's the official word from us.
That's the official word. Also the official word. Got to do some national holidays.
All right.
Got to keep you apprised on what's going on out here. Let's look. National Day of Unplugging. Let them die. All your devices.
All of them.
Every single one of them. Don't plug them in. Let it die.
My common theme. My phone definitely die in the next few hours because I did not charge it last night.
Do you? So you don't plug your phone in like as a habit before you go to bed?
I do as a habit before I go to bed, but I was very sleepy last night and forgot to.
Oh.
And
ouchies.
Yes.
So off day. Do you need a charger?
I'm sure there's one around here somewhere in there.
It's probably a random cable you can just plug into the wall.
Yeah, you know. It'll be all right.
At some point, do we even need to charge them? Want to be like, you know, wireless charging, just be in a room and it just charges itself?
The Neuralink will just charge. Yeah. You'll just think about charging
unlimited your
phone. Unlimited power. Yeah. I get real panicky when my phone gets down to like 20% too.
Yeah, I'm weird about it.
I know.
I don't like when they tries to go into that power save mode.
Yeah.
You know, the yellow bar. I'm like, I don't never seen this yellow bar before.
What's happening?
I've seen green and red. Yellow's telling me to slow down. Is this device telling me what to do?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't like that. National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. This is a good one right here.
Okay, so are you celebrating just the people who love peanut butter? Or are you just celebrating peanut butter?
It's actually a fair question. That's usually where my mind would go there on that one.
Celebrating people who love peanut butter.
Peanut butter is a perfect food. And on March 1st, we honor that perfection with National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. Peanut butter's superb performance as a food comes from the versatility. I think it's like, you know, lovers unite.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like let us all join together in celebrating this great masterpiece that is peanut butter.
I do love it. It's great. Love it. Let's skip that one.
You don't want to do that one?
What is that?
I think it's Asiatic Fleet Memorial Day.
Memorial Day? Veterans who have served.
Is that an appropriate word? Is Asiatic an appropriate word anymore?
I'm not sure. That's why I said let's skip it. But
okay. Baby sleep day. Nap time is happy time.
Yeah, that's the
truth. Let your babies go to bed. Have a couple of friends who recently had babies, and they are in. I always think back to when we first had Noah, and the nurse, not on the first night. Like the first night was everyone's like, it's so new,
right?
The adrenaline is racing, but then awkwardly, pre the second night, like she does her final check for the night before she's gonna come back later, and she's like going out the door, and she like kind of creepily like starts like leaning her head out, like, all right, enjoy the second night, and like just disappears. And I was like, well, wait, what does that mean? I've not heard of that. Like, you made that awkwardly a little weird. But and then the second, the moment, it was almost, you know, kismet. The moment she closed the door, Noah,
Yeah.
Like the second night, I guess, is when the baby like has no longer the food from the mommies.
I guess. Yeah.
Tum-tums.
Well, I didn't get a second night in the hospital. Oh, what? Y'all fancy. Yeah. I got one day I was out.
And then
the
you
next
went
day.
Home? Really?
Yeah.
No, I think now it's like it's two if you have a.
Katie had back
I wasn't
going
to say
days.
The real word, but it felt weird to say it.
You just have a regular birth, not a cesarean? Yeah, that's the right word. Okay, let's move on from this. So if you have a regular birth, then you stay
two I think it's
days?
Two nights. Two nights.
I did not get two
and nights. And then if you have cesarean, you get three.
Yeah.
Per the insurance.
I had her on a Friday, well, early Saturday morning, and I went home Saturday, like evening.
What? You didn't even do one night?
I mean, the night was me being in labor with her. Yeah.
Oh, pre.
Yeah.
See, they I don't even think they let you leave the hospital like that anymore.
Yeah, they sent me home quick. They're like, there's your baby. Good luck.
For Emmy, we did only do two nights, and we were like pushing, like, hey, we're ready to go home. Like, we're not sticking around here. And they were like, are you sure? And we were like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just a second child thing. International Ideas Month.
Okay.
So if you got any good international.
International ideas.
Or is it internationally celebrated for ideas?
I'm going to say this is a time for all nations to celebrate ideas.
Okay, so everyone can come together this month and celebrate
everyone
good ideas.
Everyone in the whole world comes together and celebrate that you had ideas.
Well, and I just threw in the word good, the quantifier of good ideas. This actually doesn't say it has to be a good idea.
No bad ideas.
Let's throw it up on the wall, see what sticks.
Yeah, I think it's a good day for that.
I think I can do that. I could be a part of that.
I can.
I can definitely.
Dude, I have ideas every day.
Yeah.
Just bring them all to the whole world today.
National Dadgum, That's Good Day. I like that. I like that day. That sounds like something we would definitely celebrate
sounds
here.
Sounds like something we celebrate all the time.
National Dadgum, That's Good Day. That's good. Annually observed on March 1st is dedicated to sharing delicious meals and connecting with family.
Yeah, and that sounds like
8:53. There you go.
That's the longest we've ever waited, I think.
No, we talked about food earlier.
We talked about groceries.
Of course you'll agree there's nothing quite like a home-cooked meal and belly laughs with the family. Daggum, that's good! From the southern U.S. It's more than just a phrase.
The southern U.S.
It's a way of life.
That's right, it is.
I added that tidbit at the end.
Oh, that's good.
This makes me think of, and this is the stereotype, right? Anytime you turn on trash reality TV and there's somebody from North Carolina, it's like the one person who's like, should they really be representing North Carolina?
Yeah, they represent the whole. But I'm telling you, I feel like we're kind of, I'm pretty redneck, to be honest. But you get about 20 minutes outside of any of these little towns.
How do you define redneck? It's not the sun concept anymore, getting burnt.
No.
I'm working, but it's.
I'm just kind of country, I think.
Is it the accent that makes people redneck?
Not so much the accent.
Because that's the assumption. Just, that's the stereotype,
yeah,
right?
Just the way you grew up. I don't know. I didn't grow up with anything fancy, so I guess that's why I consider myself kind of redneck.
I think the standard was it Jeff Foxworthy? Was he the comedian who said you might be a redneck if?
Yep.
If you can align with one of those, I think you got a redneck card.
Yeah, I can align with a lot of
those. I got
things.
A few of them I got align with.
Yeah.
My children, again, they don't really, you know,
they don't
clothes that often. So you might be a redneck if your kids leave the house without clothes and you think that's okay. And I'm okay with that. National Horse Protection Day.
Oh, gotta protect those horses.
Are they unprotected right now?
I didn't know. There was
I didn't realize we were still in 1894.
Having a hard time. Yeah,
but they might be.
Well, maybe there's some national. So this is just for the United States. This isn't the world. But yeah, I'm sure there's some horses that need some help. So let's take care of them.
National fruit
compote.
Is it compote?
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say compost, but I don't think it's compost.
No, compote.
It's, what's a compote?
It's just like
a medley.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of fruit that's cooked down in some sugar.
Oh, I like that. Kind of like cafeteria style apples?
Yeah, kind of like that.
I go for that. National Hotel Slipper Day.
Hotel, oh.
When's the last time you got the slippers provided by the hotel?
Okay, I've been to the hotels where they provide the slippers and the robe. I would never put one of those on, ever.
Oh, I'd rock the robe.
You would?
Yeah, definitely rock the robe.
I don't think they wash it.
Ben Daniels is here.
I hear it. I can hear him.
Yeah.
I don't think, no, I would never. Hey, definitely not wearing shoes that somebody else
wore. You want to do some radio? Come on in. Sorry, Ben Come Daniels pal. Is joining us now.
How's it going?
National Hotel Slippers Day. Ben, last time you put on the slippers or the robe at the hotel, Mamie says she's never doing
never.
It again.
No.
I'm not rich like you, brother. I've never had that.
Oh,
option.
I don't go to... I
stay at a Holiday Inn Express.
I sleep in the car. What you talking about? Get a hotel? I don't mind sleeping in the car.
I do have some Duluth slippers at the house that are
See,
nice.
Okay, you say that and then you go rocking Duluth all the time. You're basically a Duluth billboard.
I don't even what is Duluth?
I don't even have Duluth
you don't
bundles.
Know Duluth?
No, I don't know Duluth.
No, no it's they're the best expensive.
Store. Oh.
$60 pairs of drawers.
Dadgum.
Let me try switching the camera to Ben.
I don't
too.
Like
you guys talk amongst yourselves.
I don't like peanut butter. I just want
You don't
to make
like
that.
Peanut butter?
No.
What?
I like Reese's.
But you don't like just
Do you
peanut
say
butter?
Reese's or Reese's?
Reese's. Mm-hmm. Reese's.
Sorry.
How long
what
can
do
we
you
keep
say,
this
Justin?
Bit going?
Tiebreaker.
I think it depends on my mood. I think now that you're putting me on the spot, I could see myself saying both.
What are
Reese's?
I don't
Reese's.
Know how much time we have, but what are words
doesn't
that
matter.
We
time
say?
Is irrelevant here.
What are we words that we say that we don't say correctly? I know one that you do.
That I do?
Yeah.
What is it?
Dang.
He says frustrated.
Oh, I've never noticed
Do I say frustrated? I'm so frustrated. Yeah, I do say that. Yeah, I do.
There's no
frustrated.
Frustrated.
I am conscious of February. I do try to be very specific with February. Also W. That
yeah,
might
w.
be you know, past professor.
What about 10th grade in high school? What do you say?
Sophomore?
Yeah, sophomore.
Does it have the extra?
It's an O. Sophomore.
Sophomore. No, I don't say that.
Sophomore? Ha
ha! Yeah.
Any other cool
You got
things?
Any other
No,
other?
I just was thinking of that because that's
thanks for submitting that.
Reese's
and Reese's.
Anyway,
you
back
like
to
Reese's,
peanut butter.
But you don't like, you wouldn't eat like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? See?
I like one a year. Because I say that I don't like it. There is like one time a year that I'm like, you know what? I really could crush a peanut butter and jelly.
Okay. An Uncrustable? I love an Uncrustable.
No, and I can't do like spoonfuls of peanut butter. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I love peanut butter. Yeah.
I'd go grab the jar right now.
Yeah.
National Pig Day.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, that's a strong one. I usually try to do it. I can do a turkey pretty good.
Let's hear it. You got any?
I heard that.
This is good. This is the peak garbage time right here.
This is great. It's great radio right now.
You don't have any sound effects that you do?
No, I don't do sound effects.
You don't do sound effects?
Let me try to make your snort.
Oh, that's the only one I got.
That's a pretty good one there.
Well, my grandpa was a pig farmer in Germany.
Okay. Oh. Mamie, I'm going to ask Ben to do something, and I hope it doesn't offend you, okay?
Okay.
Do your toot. Do your toot one.
Which one?
Your toot. You can make it sound like you toot. That one gets me every time.
Uh-huh.
That one's funny, right?
Yes, that's funny.
That one's
We're selling
good.
Jars full of toots on Home Ad next.
Home Ad, Joe, uh-huh. Speaking of,
yeah.
That's up next.
Coming up now.
Brian Summers, Mr. Statesville himself.
Uh-huh. Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville.